Good morning and welcome to Rich Sauce for Breakfast on this 25th day of June, 2023. I'm Harold Herring, and on today's call, our scripture for daily scripture for don't be afraid, you know, no doubt, is Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Can somebody say hallelujah? Today's call, we're going to discuss what you doing and which of the six are you. We have a revelation for you. If you've heard a great sermon every day of the year, but did not act on what you heard, then the quality of your life would not change. It's not what you hear that changes your life, but rather what you do with what you hear. Wow, let's say it again. Hallelujah. It's not what you hear that changes your life, but rather what you do with what you hear. James 1:23, Classic Amplified. For if anyone only listens to the word without obeying it, being a doer of it, he's like a man who looks carefully in his own natural face in a mirror. Message translation of James 1:24 says, those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in a mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later, they have no idea who they are, what they look like. The bottom line, the only way to retain what you've heard is to do something with it. For most of my life, I heard preacher after preacher admonish his congregation or listeners to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. The most frequently quoted scripture on being a doer of the word, James 1:22, which says, be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. The New Living Translation of James 1:22 says, but don't listen to God's word. Don't just listen to God's word. Don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves. In other words, if you're not doing the word, then you're deceiving and fooling yourself. Not only that, if you're not doing the word, what you've heard, you'll never retain what you've heard, regardless of the revelation. Everything will be in one ear, out the other. We find it interesting that the last part of the verse says that we are deceiving and fooling our own selves. There's an old saying, the biggest fool is the one who fools himself. But make no mistake, God wants you hearing the word, but he also wants you doing something with what you heard. According to Strong's Concordance, doer is a Greek word, G4152. And it means a maker, producer, author, doer, performer. In essence, you're the writer, actor, producer, and director of your own life. What you do, how the script of your life plays out, is entirely based on what you choose to do or not do. We think it's important to point out there's six different kinds of doers. First, there's the pretend doer. Someone who pretends to be a Christian, pretends to be a tither, pretends to love God with all their heart. The motivation of the pretender varies based on what's really in their hearts. You can pretend to love God with all your heart. You can pretend that you're sold out and radical. But if you spend your time surfing the internet for porn or living a fantasy life filled with immoral thoughts, then you're just the great pretender. Second, there is a selective doer. The selective doer will pick and choose the parts of the Bible they want to obey. This person seems to think the word is like the buffet line at a local restaurant, where you just pick the food you want and leave the rest. There are some church members who salivate over teachings on money and healing, but they tune out while the pastor teaches on witnessing, helps, or anything else that doesn't float their spiritual boat. Third, there's the temporary doer. Temporary doer does the work for a season, as long as things are going the way they want. Temporary doer will tithe until the bills from Christmas roll in, or there's some other bump in their financial journey. And then the excuses start. God doesn't like excuses for not being a doer of the word. He loves us, but he's going to hold us accountable for what we do or don't do. 1 John 2:28, Message Bible. And now, children, stay with Christ. Live deeply in Christ. Then we'll be ready for him when he appears, ready to receive him with open arms, with no cause for red-faced guilt or lame excuses when he arrives. Wow. Fourth, there's a convenient doer. As the name implies, a convenient doer only does what and when things are convenient for them. There are no asterisks with James 1:22, with notes at the bottom of the page. Scripture tells us that to be a doer of the word doesn't say do it if it's only convenient or when you feel like it. No, the word says to be a doer of the word, and that's 24/7. A great scriptural example of this is found in Luke 14:16-20. Luke 14:16-20. New Living Translation. Jesus replied with a story. A man prepared a great feast and sent out many invitations. When the banquet was ready, he sent his servant to tell the guests, "Come, the banquet is ready." But they all began making excuses. One said, "I just bought a field and must inspect it. Please excuse me." Another said, "I just bought 5 pairs of oxen and want to try them out. Please excuse me." Another said, "I now have a wife, so I can't come." Verses 18, 19, and 20, we see 3 separate excuses. That's why it was not convenient for people to attend the party. One used the purchase of a property as an excuse. Another one used to work as an excuse. In verse 20, the last man used his wife as an excuse. What if Jesus had been a convenient doer of the word? Do you think he would have ever died on the cross for you and me? I doubt it. How would you feel if your employer were to tell you that it's not convenient for them to give you a paycheck? Hopefully you're getting the picture. Fifth, there is the committed doer. Committed doer. This is the person who's committed to doing whatever he or she is asked to do. If they agree to volunteer for its function at church, they're always there and on time. If a person is committed to tithing, they will do so regardless of any temporary economic circumstances. If a person is committed, they'll be faithful to God regardless of how great the temptation may be to sleep in or skip out. If a person is a committed doer, they'll always be doing what pleases God in their personal life commitments. And number 6, there's an effective doer. It's one thing to do something to be committed, but it's entirely a different matter to do it effectively. James 1:25, New American Standard Bible. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a faithful doer, but an effective doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. The New Living Translation of James 25:1-25 says it this way. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, if you do what it says, and don't forget what you've heard, then God will bless you for what you're doing. I know people, have known people who made a commitment, even honored that commitment, but they weren't effective in what they were doing. Our ultimate goal in life as an effective doer of the word is to be profitable to God in the establishment of his kingdom. 2 Timothy 4:11 in the New Living Translation. Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. should be such a committed and effective doer of the word that what we do will be deemed by God as profitable to him and his kingdom. Frankly, I thought I was through with this teaching till I was led to share Luke 6:46 with you. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Well, seven words for your success, we said many times. Read your Bible, do what it says, and then you will be an effective and profitable doer of the word. Think about that. Hallelujah. Join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Rich Thoughts TV. It'll make you shout. Hallelujah. We have people that's on a local TV station, WHFL TV, on Thursday nights, 7:30. We have people who watch it then and watch it on Sunday night, again, on one of the three streaming services that it's on. You can go to YouTube, Rich Thoughts TV Online, and watch it. You can go to Savior Connect, SavorConnect.com. That's a great social media site. You can watch it there also at 6 p.m. Or you can go to Facebook. Click the button that says, Join Harold and Bev Sunday night. You can watch it there, 6 p.m. At Brother Harold or at the Christian Soldier. Hallelujah. No matter where you're watching, just watch it. You'll be blessed by the teaching. And speaking of being blessed by the teaching, if you're blessed by our teaching or the ministry, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what it says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, well, tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, and then every morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.